A photo's worth a thousand words, folks. Look at that photo.
Which one are you?
Probably the guy lurking right there in the middle, man.
Yeah, I was thinking the guy on the left because of the red.
Oh, that could be.
You know, yeah. Shawnee, I think you're going to like it. Spreely, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And Morning Crankers is on there. Welcome, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Morning Crankers.
And I've been given the okay to go live on there.
Yeah. I mean, you get to go live, you get to, you know, and it's pretty fast. Now, when they first started, right. They had their problems. But, you know, what I've figured out is you have to work through them. Hello, Ginger.
Like even, everything else.
Well, you know, even somebody like Frank Speech.
Right.
You know, Mr. Lindell. He's had problems, $40 million or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's, so, I heard he's up and running now.
What, is he? Well,
that's what I heard as of yesterday.
I was trying to upload some stuff. You know, it's weird. I actually did my other show last night.
Oh, you did?
I did. I did a show and I uploaded it. And same thing, weird. You know, I move off of the Spreaker and I still upload it there just until. But just a ton. Like, people were searching for it. It was kind of weird. Hello, Josh Kemp, Dan Jackson.
And then they go and mess with our sound, your sound on your show, and then they did it to ours on Spreaker.
It's all right. We still sound sexy.
We do.
You know what I mean?
Even fast forwarded, we sound sexy.
But it's kind of like one of them things, you know, like sexy underwear. I don't need sexy underwear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't need thongs. So.
Yeah, all I need is just, you know, I don't even need underwear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to, you know, go free walking before?
Free walking.
Yeah, you have? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
It's, it can be painful, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you got to start running. You know, you're a guy, you know what I'm, every guy out there knows what I'm talking about. Let's see. He says, this is Shawnee, Wolf and Hammer Creations on Instagram. I'm trying to add more stuff there as well. Go check it out, folks. Wolf and Hammer Creations.
Nice.
And while you're at it, go to thecostclub.com.
Oh, Shawnee, by the way, I'm banned on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Zuckerberg owns it.
Yeah, he's got to get over to Spreely where you can actually, you know, he can have his marketplace and, you know, do all that over there.
Nobody will censor you.
Right. Well, it's good to have an extra outlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But while they're over there on Spreely, when he gets it done, get over there to thecostclub.com.
Right.
Get yourself a Morning Crankers hat. Morning Crankers shirt.
Yeah.
Frisbees are coming.
Yeah.
And I wanted Frisbees because I love Frisbee. And here's the thing. I want the glow-in-the-dark Frisbees. That's been the only holdup. You know what I mean? Yeah. The glow-in-the-dark ones.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're there, once you're playing around and stuff, go to MyPillow.com. Use Crankers as your code. Get up to 66% off. Okay, right. There. We got all that done.
Done.
Advertisement. So you got some news about the Speedway. Well, I've got you go ahead and I'll give them my 2 cents. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, Hans knows I have no access whatsoever to Facebook. I want to get that out of the way. So I was not able to read anything on Facebook. And about the post for the race, be doing the play-by-play at the Speedway.
Which you did great, by the way.
Which I did good, I was told. So, but the thing is, you know, I get this call yesterday. I think it was yesterday on my way to work.
And it was one of these.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those types of calls, right?
Well, it was Monday. I think about it. It was Monday.
Yeah, okay, you're
right. It was Monday because I called you to let you know.
Right.
And he called me, and I wasn't that far from work, and I had to hurry it up and get to work. He was like, I'm just letting you know I got other people wanting to try out, and I've already made promises to them that I was going to let them try out.
Which I think you did, actually.
I'm thinking that's what it was.
I'm pretty sure
you were
did.
Talking.
Yeah, because on Facebook, on the post, it said there was a couple really pissed off people. They're like,
yeah.
You promised us you were going to give us a shot, and then you hired this guy.
He said there's like 10 or 11 more people in line. But he said he's going to go through and pick two of the best.
So you're
going to
already,
be a team with the other guy.
Yeah. You know, that's politics, though. You know what I mean?
It is.
But we're talking old racers.
It's politics, but you know what? Hey, I'm still in the running. Literally.
Well, I, you know, That's what happens when you get racing families together. And, you know, it's whatever it, at this point.
That's, you know, and that's what I mean? The way dirt track racing is. I mean, it's family-oriented.
Right. Business. Somebody's grandfather wants to be on the mic.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand their point of view. I mean, these people have been coming to that track forever, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think that you should be confident in your skills, because I don't think there's anybody confident. That's going to run in there and be the next Howard Cosell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nobody going to come in there and be the next horrible Dan either.
Hello, Audrey. Hello, Scotty Roberts is in the house.
I think I held my own.
Did you hear that? Scotty Roberts is in the house.
Scotty Roberts. Good to see you.
Oh, that man. He's funny and he's intelligent. Right.
I think I held my own on Saturday.
I think you did pretty good.
Okay. I don't know if you got to listen to it or not.
I did yesterday, because finally it got uploaded. Good. You know what I mean? I could have paid the $20 and listened, but I was like,
nah,
but $20.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean,
it helps. I mean, it helps off the speedway, but.
Well, it does. But think about this. I can pay $15 to get in the door.
I know.
But $20 to listen to it.
I think $20 not only covers dirt track, but it covers all the other dirt tracks throughout America.
It does.
I'm pretty sure of that. That makes a big difference. That's like a network where you can go. I can go watch my old dirt track.
Well, you know what's cool, or what I think people should do? We should get back into that. I mean, it enjoy the
It's part
the
of Americana.
It is.
It's like what I'm wearing today. Yeah. And said, you're all decked out today. I said, yeah. Americana.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good. You know, they were saying the other day, who's got the sexier beard, me or you?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
I don't know. They need to do a poll.
I didn't do a poll.
We need to do a poll on this and then get back tomorrow.
Okay, that works.
A morning cranker poll. Who's got the best beard?
Yeah, you can say it in here, or we'll put one on YouTube.
If it's 50-50, hey, we'll take that.
That's what it's always 50-50. No. Or they'll say, hey, you both look good. And I know that's a lie.
I know that's
working while listening. That's awesome. He's probably producing some freaking masterpiece artwork. That guy's always busy.
Right.
But I don't feel too bad for him. I used to feel really bad for him because he was in, you know, up there in Lambeau Land.
Yeah.
And it's super cold up there.
Right.
But then he took a vacation working with his son down south.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, he's enjoying nicer weather than me.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Right. No. Check this out. Check this out. What do you think? What does that remind you of?
Don't.
That's a nutty fudge donut.
I was going to say, it looked like something I left in the toilet bowl this morning.
Oh, come on. Nutty fudge. You don't like nutty fudge donuts?
No, I think it would be good. I was just joking.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Here's the reason. Because it's National Nutty Fudge Day.
Right.
Do you like fudge?
Yeah.
It's terrible for me with diabetes.
Oh, yeah. The sugars are high.
But it's good. Audrey said, Rocky's chocolate anus candy. I've seen that.
I would
around.
Know nothing about that.
He's the only guy that I know that has actually done it. Like, he took the mold and, you know, he was like, it's kind of cold and, you know, wet. And, you know, he's the only guy I know that actually did that. But I think it's pretty damn funny. And then, you know, I wonder if they keep that mold around forever.
I don't know what I mean?
It's National Limerick Day, National Odometer Day. Speaking of that, what's your odometer say?
I just checked that the other day. 79, a little over 79,000 miles.
Oh, see, my truck, I think that is 140. And my Yukon, 261.
Right.
I literally rolled in here last night, 261,000 miles, and oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's still running strong. Still
I bought that Buick with low miles. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Buick. Well, I'm a firm believer in Buicks. I like Buicks.
I do, too.
You know, people,
they run good.
Well, they run good, and here's the thing.
They look good.
Buicks are full of surprises.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Buicks, in 1970, had the fastest muscle car. Most people don't know that. And it was pretty hard to find a production car that could beat a Buick GS Stage 1 GSX with the 455 for years. And then 1987 rolled around and they came out. Well, they had it for a few years, but they fine-tuned the GNX. And the GNX started kicking everybody's butt. 3.8 turbo, you remember that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I was going to add something to that. I remember the Buick sports cars back then, they said, they were running Dodges off the road left and right. And they said finally Dodge came out with a new name, the Dodge Dart at that time. And that kind of explains everything.
Well, I remember this. I remember an article in, I don't know if it was Motor Trend or something like that. And it was literally about Mopars. And it said, watch out for the B.
Yeah.
And it was about a Buick Stage One that was racing a Super B. And the guy showed up and, you know, they were tuning on the Super B. The guy showed up with the Buick and he dumped some ice on the and beat him in the quarter mile.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, watch out for the B. Watch out for the Buick. Buicks are pretty awesome. And then there was the Buick Riata. They had some monstrosities themselves. So, you know, the Buick crossover, four-wheel drive. You know what I'm talking about. I think Buicks would just stay making cars.
Yeah, Buicks. Buicks used to run the Fords off the roads back then, too. That's why they used to find them on the roadside dead. They said that's how they came up with that.
Well, I'll tell you, what if you could pick a Mustang, what year would it be?
Probably a 69.
I don't know what it is, but, you know, Eleanor?
Yeah.
You know, from the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? That's the one I'd pick.
Yeah.
It's sexy. It
is nice looking.
You know, it's muscle. Yeah. It's sexy. But I love the way they portrayed it in the movies that it's having electrical problems and starting problems.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with a Ford, they don't nickel dime you very much, but when they break, they are broken.
Yeah.
You know, like a Chevy, they don't really have the big brakes. You know, they nickel dime you.
You should be able to work on them and no problem.
Right. Well, I've always hated doing car work if I have to. I love doing car work.
On GM.
Well, if I want to.
Yeah.
They said 67, 69. Yeah. Mustangs are pretty nice. But, excuse me, I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go back to my roots. Now, I had the 66 SS.
Right.
I had a 65 Olds. I had some nice cars. But the one that's closest to my heart was my 72 Roadrunner.
Yep. I remember you talking about that.
What was your best car?
I didn't even have a nice car like that.
No?
Yeah. I was the poor guy.
Well,
I was lucky to drive
So I'm going to tell you a secret. So I started off my working career as a lie. Okay?
Yeah.
The girl that I ended up marrying, the devil.
Yeah.
That happened to be my first wife.
Right.
I, guess what? 17 years old, got her knocked up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I didn't have it easy because I had to go to school and I had to go to work. I had to take care of her, you know.
Was that in the back of the Mustang?
I didn't have a Mustang.
Oh, you didn't have a Mustang. You had the Roadrunner.
Right.
Yeah. My uncle had a Roadrunner.
No, I never desecrated that car with her in that way. That's what you're saying. So I went to work at 17.
Yeah.
You want to know how I did it?
How's that?
I lied about my age, and my uncle happened to work there. So they go, can you weld? And I was like, yeah, I can weld. Now, could I weld? Not very damn good. You know, I was on a farm kind of thing. So my dad was a bee farmer. Some people call that farming. Some people don't. Now, he had 80 acres and, you know, we did hay and he had horses and stuff. So you learn to fix stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyways, I talked to my uncle and he's like, I'll get you in there. Just say you're 18.
Right.
So I went in on my application and I put, you know, 1 year earlier being born and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? 17 years old. Second shift, went to school during the day, worked at night, you know, made me a tired dude.
I know, right?
But wouldn't trade it for nothing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Taught me a lot. It's also National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day. Now, I don't know if they've figured out exactly what causes fibromyalgia. I don't think they did.
I don't think so.
I think it could have something to do with food. I think it could have something to do with a whole bunch of different things, but the pain associated, the tingliness of that, you get symptoms like fibromyalgia with Lyme. You ever known anybody that's had fibromyalgia?
I know, I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
Well, I don't got fibromyalgia.
Oh, I know you had Lyme disease.
Yeah, I got Lyme.
I didn't know if you had had it.
Yeah, no, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know nobody.
Hello, Linda. Let's see. It's also National Receptionist Day.
Oh, nice.
I've only had a receptionist a couple times.
Right.
And that was, you know, with a couple other companies.